You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of WSW Worship Song of the Week. I remain your host, Ejiro Osakede. How are you doing today? I hope that this Sunday is a special one for you. I mean, you are alive, you're well, I hope. And I hope you had a great week. It's great to be back here again to continue in this season of WSW, which is called to worship, as I share with you portion of the book called to worship by Vernon M. Whaley. I do hope that you've been following up until now, and I do hope that it's been a blessing. I received a couple of messages in the past episode, and thank you for the feedback. God bless you. I really look forward to being blessed as well with this series. So this book has about three parts to it, part one, two, three. And so I'm going to be, you know, going into part one now. And I love the opening scripture of this part. So part one is more about creation, seeing the fact that creation is the call to worship. Like, this is where the whole call to worship began from, the creation. And I love the opening scripture of this part. It's from Psalm 57 verse 5, and it reads, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth." And I mean, that's going to be the song that I will sing after this session, because it just kind of encapsulates, you know, how exalted God is and how strategic he is in actually making creation a call to worship. The fact that everything that God created, even the way he created the things, that even us as humans, he fashioned it in such a way that it gives us an idea or a roadmap to what the true essence of worship is, which is him. It's all about him. He created everything for his pleasure, including you and I. So everything that he created, the universe, you know, the galaxies, the stars, the grass, the sand, the water, like every time we look at creation, it should bring us to a place of awe, you know, to say, wow, God is truly great. And that's like bringing us back to that place of worship, to just admire, to just be in awe of his creativity, of his excellency. It's just amazing. It's amazing. And I love the way the author, you know, describes this in this paragraph that I'm going to be sharing with you today. Please listen and just enjoy the, what's the word now? Enjoy the art of this words, the way he puts them. I just love it. I love it. I love it. And I hope that you would love it as much as I do. Right? Here it goes. In the book of Genesis, God began to show us how. God's work of revelation was first presented in creation, was fulfilled through God's Son, Jesus, and will be perfected when saints of all ages join in worship around the throne of heaven. And from beginning to end, God stays on task. He divided his creative work into days and time, thus providing structure. He crafted his artistic tapestry with care, color, and detail, providing wonder. He developed a framework of making himself most clearly known by the human heart and mind, and in so doing, provided relationship. He gave example for worship by proclaiming approval of his own work. Then, he provided time for repose contemplation, restoration, and response, giving us a model for worship. The creation account is, in fact, God's call to worship, for in it, He reveals to us His person, presence, power, plan, and purpose. Amazing, isn't it? Like, this is, I just love that bit of the book. And I mean, at this point, you can actually pause and rewind. You know, that sign on, if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually rewind 15 seconds. Just tap that arrow to rewind and listen to that again. It's just brilliant. It's brilliant. And it just makes me think about how glorious God is. You know, like everything we see around us should bring us to a place where we worship God for who He is, for His awesomeness and His mighty wonder. And so, like I said, my worship song is that scripture that started this particular part of this book. And it's just a beautiful song. And I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that you have a beautiful week. God bless you. Exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be Thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Let Your glory be above all the earth. Let Your glory be above all the earth. Be Thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be Thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Let Your glory be above listening today. God bless you. I hope that that as you look around you this week, as you just, you know, take in your surroundings, look at the grass, look at the flowers, look at the animals around you, look at the humans around you, and see God through them. See God's creation, see God's masterpiece in all of these things that He has created. And I hope that as you do so, that you would never lose your wonder of who God really is, and that this would bring you to a constant place of worship, worshiping and glorifying Him for who He is and all that He is to us. Until I come your way again next week with yet another portion of Calls to Worship by Vernon M. Whaley and probably another worship song. To have a fantastic week. Never lose your wonder of God. I love you, but God loves you way more. Never forget that. Bye-bye.